Hello and welcome back to the Building HVAC Science Podcast. You know, it's our goal to help create more knowledgeable and better performing HVAC and building performance technicians by helping the two professions to better understand each other with the ultimate goal of making customers happy in the homes they live in and the buildings they work in. So part of this understanding, part of this goal gets accomplished through education and communication. In this episode, where I step back from the host microphone, Eric Kaiser interviews guests Josh Crawley and Casey Prater, who are both employees at True Tech Tools, and discusses their experiences at the HVAC Excellence National HVACR Education Conference, which was held March 2024, late March in Las Vegas, Nevada. You'll hear some insights on the conference's focus on education and technology advancements in the HVAC industry, emphasizing the passionate learning environment and the evolution of smart tools and HVAC practices. If you've never attended, it's a really interesting conference. People get up really early, like 7 a.m. for sessions. They are just so eager to pack in as much as they can during the day. Josh Crawley is our sales manager at True Tech, and he recounts his journey with the company and how it evolved into prioritizing customer service and technological advancements, combining those two things together for the HVAC tools. He reflects on the conference's emphasis on the importance of connected tools and the perception of how technology such as this has shifted positively over the years, highlighting the industry's commitment to quality work and efficient problem solving through the use of technology. Casey's a newer member of the True Tech team, and he shares his personal takeaway from the conference, focusing on the enthusiasm and passion within the HVAC community. He appreciated the informative sessions, especially those involving visual demonstrations, lots of hands-on stuff, and they provide deeper insights into the industry's future directions, including the transition to A2L refrigerants. Casey's experience underscores the industry's continuous learning culture and the role of innovation in driving HVAC practices forward. Overall, this episode paints a picture of an industry at the cusp of significant technological transformation, underscored by a collective commitment to education, quality, and innovation. And I've been in this industry for over 30 years, and that is absolutely the truth. In this discussion, they not only highlight the specific advancements of tools, but also reflect on the broader implications for workforce development and the pursuit of excellence in the field. There's a lot of good links in the show notes. Please take a look at them. And let's get on to the conversation with Eric, Casey, and Josh, Connecting the Dots, HVAC Excellence Conference, Highlights and Industry Evolution.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Building HVAC Science Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Kaiser, and today we are missing Bill Spohn. However, I have some special guests with me from True Tech Tools sitting virtually in the studio today, Josh Crawley and Casey Prater, and I'll give them a chance to introduce themselves in a little bit. Today, we are talking about the HVAC Excellence National HVACR Education Conference, and the three of us just got back from that recently. It was held in March in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today and share some highlights and some things we saw and really enjoyed there. So, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. I'm going to have a good time today. Josh, let's start with you. If you would, introduce yourself a little bit, what you do for True Tech, and all the good stuff about you.
So I'm Josh Crawley, sales manager for True Tech Tools. My current responsibilities include overseeing the customer service department, but then I'm really responsible for the outside sales portion of True Tech. And so while I don't manage the customer service department, I am responsible for the day-to-day things and numbers that they're responsible for. So I started with True Tech Tools, believe it or not, almost 12 years ago today. It was April 23rd, 2012. And when I started, I was salesman number two. Eric Preston, who's one of the co-owners, as everybody knows, was salesman number one. And I came into True Tech and we did what I did best and sold stuff and we started to grow. And as we grew, our customer base grew as well, which meant we had to help customers resolve certain issues that they might have with orders or whatnot. And so a customer service department just naturally started to form. And over the years, my job turned from being a salesperson over to a customer service representative. And now that we're to the point we got a fantastic customer service team in place, I have recently stepped out to go back to the sales side of things to work with some of the larger customers that we have and give them the attention that they need. So yeah, I've been doing that for 12 years and I love working here.
Well, that's cool. So what do you find really neat about TruTech Tools and what we do?
The thing that I find the most interesting is the way that we go to market. I was always, from the beginning, I had this mindset that anybody can sell tools. The way that TruTech does it is just so much different than anyone else, any other distributor or competitor that I've ever seen. TruTech just always does the right thing. And a lot of times it's easy to, your customer calls and says, hey, I need this particular thing. It's easy to just put together an order and sell it to them, but understanding exactly what they're going to do with it and possibly make some suggestions or recommendations on, you need this, this is the right tool that meets the spec or addresses the application that you're working on, but then also maybe there's some ancillary items that might go along with that. And being able to understand all that and then help the customer improve their process, make sure they got the right tools, I think it's just such a value add. And then doing that with a heart and making sure that you're doing the right thing is a really good feeling. I've never worked for a company that was so all about doing the right thing for their customer. A lot of times companies are in business just to make money. TruTech is in business to help people. And we just happen to make money along the way.
Well, very nice. Thanks, Josh. And Casey, over to you. I want to know a little bit about you and tell us a little bit about you and your journey with TruTech.
My journey with TruTech actually comes from the inception of TruTech itself. Jim Bergman, which was him and his father, which was the founders of TruTech. I played soccer with Jim's son. And then my stepfather, Bill Sutherland, became the first employee of TruTech back 15, 16 years ago. I've always been around since the very beginning of TruTech. Saw it start in Jim's basement all the way to this pretty good-sized warehouse in Mogador. So it's pretty cool. I became part of the team about 2 years ago. Started out in the warehouse and then moved up to sales and customer service. I'm the newest member of that team. And just, you know, reiterate what Josh just said, I've never worked for a company that is so transparent and so dedicated to doing the right thing by their customers. And yeah, it's something that I'm very excited to be a part of for sure.
Very nice. I'm glad to hear that a lot of my experience is being mirrored with that too. Let's move on to the conference this year. This was your first trip to the conference, Casey. What were some of your thoughts going in and some of your thoughts coming out of it after you'd been there?
I'm always excited to go to these shows. I like traveling. I like being a representative of the company. I went to the iHockey show last year. That was my first trip for TruTech, and it showed me a lot. So I was thinking kind of like that show, which is a lot of early technicians and contractors trying to get into the industry. This one was totally different. This was more of an expert level kind of conference, which was really, really cool for me. I got the experience of what these educators and these contractors, the enthusiasm they all share for this industry. And it's very contagious. It really is. That's the biggest thing I came away with. Not only did I learn a crazy amount of stuff, but that enthusiasm I got to see in everyone's eyes when they would spark up when they started talking about it was really contagious to me.
This is an annual conference that's put on by the ESCO Group or HVAC Excellence. And it's sessions that are really geared towards educators in the industry and people that are going out and training and educating on a daily basis, whether it be in a trade school or in a contractor role, they're educating at the contractor role. So there's a varied amount of people here, but you got to set into some of the sessions and go visit some of these sessions. What did you take away? What were some of the useful things you took away from those sessions?
The visual demonstrations of a lot of them really helped me. Because I mean, like, you can hear about this stuff in this industry a lot, but until you really see it and see these tools in action and stuff, it doesn't connect until you see it. You and Sam Myers had a great class with the duct testing and stuff like that. And I found that to be so informative just to see it in action. But yeah, it was mainly just the visualization of all this stuff in the industry. Everything's invisible. A lot of this stuff's invisible in this industry. So it's hard to wrap your head around until you actually see it in action.
And we talk about that invisibility some, but that's a very good point, is that a lot of the things we try to work on, that's why we have to have all the tools and the instruments, is to be able to make the invisible things visible.
Exactly.
What was your favorite session that you went to in the conference?
Favorite session? Ty Brenneman is just a fun guy. You know, he's a fun guy to sit in with. And that goes back to, he was teaching the invisibility. That was his class. And I thought that was so much fun. Really connecting with Generation Z. That was his big thing and somewhere I can relate. It was really cool. And then as the industry is changing to the A2L refrigerants and stuff, it was really nice to hear these experts talk about these next coming stages of the industry.
So was that your first time getting to see Ty do any presenting?
It was, yep. That was actually one of the people Bill was like, hey, I want you to go see him.
That's awesome. And Bill did. I mean, Bill helped to steer all of us, and Bill's really very good about that. Like, he'll say, hey, I think you should go here. I think you should go there. This is going to be a really useful thing for you. Go learn more about this. And that's so great to work for a person like that from my aspect. But yeah, Ty is a real treat to watch train. And like you said, he's amazing at bringing things to life and showing us how they work, but making it visible. So a huge asset to the industry. For you and for our listeners out there, if you haven't checked out Ty's YouTube channel, Ty Brannaman has a YouTube channel called Love, the word love, the number 2 HVAC. And you can find that on YouTube, and it is a phenomenal channel. He's just got tons of stuff on there. He's also got things on Facebook and TikTok and all kinds of different social media channels that he puts things out on for education purposes, and just has a huge passion for the industry that is not mirrored in many people out there. So happy to know him and get to see him work.
Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting him. That's for sure.
I'm glad you got to meet him and talk to him a little bit. Yeah, he's a great guy.
A little bit, yeah.
Always willing to help anybody out. All right, Josh, you're up. You look like you're chomping at the bit over there, ready to go. So correct me if I'm wrong, you've been to the conference before, right?
Yeah, the last time I was at this conference was about 8 or 9 years ago. And I kept bringing this up, but the thing that I found the most interesting was the last time I was there was when the Bluetooth connected probes started to come out. Testo came out with their first set of smart probes way back when, and we would come to the show, we'd bring all the fun toys, and on the table was the Testo smart probes. And oh boy, the difference between the way that people feel now versus the way that they felt then about connected tools. I remember hearing comments back then like, no way, I'll never have students using phones or tablets in my class. They have to learn the old way. Analog gauges is the way. And it's just such a different mindset now. There's so many manufacturers offer that selection of connected tools, and the educators are all about them. They're using them in their class, they're using tablets, and that was really interesting to see that takeaway. But the one thing that has not gone away, like Casey mentioned, was the passion for learning. I kept hearing that over and over throughout the show. There were times that I even think you even said it one time, it was a question that came up in one of the classes, and whoever asked the question, they asked it of me and I didn't have the answer. So rather than letting it sit, I came and got you, or sometimes I'd get whoever needed to answer that question, and I would get those people connected so that we could close that gap. But the words I kept hearing over and over is, we're here to learn. Let's go do this. I think there was learning across the board. I did not expect to learn as much as I did. Usually when I go to a show, you man a trade show booth, you talk to people, you go home, and I always go home and think, man, I wish I would have taken more classes. And the way that this show is structured, we got to take classes all morning. There was no pressure to be at the booth. I didn't feel like I was missing anything. So I think the first day, it was like 5 to 6 classes that I took, anywhere from like the A2L class. I took a leadership class. Combustion chemistry was an interesting course, which I believe you may know that instructor, Eric.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit.
But the most interesting one that I took was the ACA Design Series, which was taught by Ed Janowski. I'm saying the name right?
Janowak.
Okay. So sorry, Ed. But yeah, that was really cool. I really enjoyed that class just because manual J, S, D, and T are a little bit foreign to me. They're not being a tool salesman. I don't need to use those in my line of work. But those books have always been somewhat intimidating to me. And the way that he taught the class, and then talking to Chris Hughes from the Energy Conservatory, those two made me feel, I would just say it this way, they aroused my interest in those books and made me want to read them and suppress my fears of understanding what was in them. So it motivated me to probably pick up those books and dive into them a little bit.
Well, that's awesome, because those books are the foundation, especially of residential system design, and they work together as a system. And I'm pretty confident in saying that I'm betting you took that away from that class, was that you got to use all of them together. Each one is a component.
Exactly. Each one, it's not just, you got manual J, which talking about your BTUs in and out, manual S, the airflow side of things. T, I believe, had to do with the grill types and the air that goes through the register. And then D for duct sizing. It all started to make sense as opposed to just having these manuals out there that are intimidating that I never really paid attention to. Like I said, piqued my interest to want to understand a little bit more about them. And then it was also interesting hearing Chris Hughes' side of things, because in the ResNet 310 course, Chris brought up that the manual T was one of those that a lot of people aren't familiar with. And I had never even heard of manual T until Ed brought it up in the class. And then Chris was talking in the ResNet class that that has become his favorite one. And so, again, two different sources that really piqued my interest.
Yeah, I would agree with that sentiment that manual T is an unused and unknown book. It's not widely taught anywhere, in my experience. And for those of you who don't understand what we're talking about, manual T is all about, as Josh said, the grill and diffuser selection. But that is, it's called air distribution, but it's the distribution of air in the living space. How does that get delivered to the occupants of the living space and to keep them comfortable? Because we really don't want to blow air onto people all the time. And we need to put air in certain places to be able to keep that room comfortable. It's a very, very important tool that is widely underutilized. And because it's underutilized, we end up with a lot of comfort problems out here.
It made sense. You could have 100 CFM of measured free air coming out of a supply boot, but then depending on what register the homeowner decides to put on there, it's going to change that. Could change it drastically depending on how decorative it is.
Yeah, it's amazing. It'll change where the air goes, how it flows, what it hits. It can change completely how comfortable that room is. And changing registers out, if they've been designed properly, can actually be a really detrimental thing to comfort. It can be dangerous to the comfort and the quality of comfort in the space. So that's very cool. I'm glad you got to see that. What are some things you think that our listeners should pay attention to in this? Because we do have a fair number of people out there in our listening world that educate and teach. What do you think some of our listeners should pay attention to in this conference in the future?
That's a good question. I think that the classes that they offered this year were pretty diverse. I guess I don't really have an answer exactly what should be paid attention to, because there's so many different levels of classes. I feel like my suggestion would be to try to, even if you don't stay through a class 100%, try to sample as many of those classes as you can. As an example, I went into an A2L class and there was another leadership class that was happening at the same time. And I personally wanted to go to that, managing a team of people and trying to be a better leader. That spoke to me. So I jumped ship from one class to another. I just feel the way that they organized the schedule was great, because taking classes at that conference is one of the most important things. And as I mentioned, sometimes you go to conferences and you don't get a chance to do that. So I would just encourage people to try to go to as many of those classes as you can, because you have some of the top presenters in the country at that show. You're not dealing with somebody who happens to live in that region that went to that show. If these trainers are coming from all over the place specifically to work with these educators. And I would advise anybody to try to attend as many of those classes as you can.
Definitely. I think this conference also is a great place to find out what changes are going to be going on in the industry and stuff. You have everybody from all sides of the country and world, for that matter, at this conference. And you can really see what's coming down the pipe, especially with these eight. I mean, there was how many A2L classes were there? There was every single block, there was at least one A2L class. So it was really nice just to see where the industry is leading.
Yeah, it's a good observation there. And that's where one of the things is that the educators, as an educator, we have to keep track of where the industry is heading so that we make sure that our education meets the needs of the contractors out there. And to your point earlier, Josh, like smart probes, when they first came out, a lot of contractors weren't interested in them. So therefore, the educators weren't interested in them yet. But we've seen that flip now. We're seeing a lot of contractors want to have more connected tools, more smart tools, more, I guess, higher accuracy tools. They're starting to see the benefits in it as they start to use them and they grow in the industry. So I think that that's now become almost expected, that students coming out of trade schools are going to know how to use and what to do with more of the smart tools. And the students going into the school, they're used to it. They're on their phones all day long. They learn on their phones. They learn on their tablets or computers, other places in school. why shouldn't we keep that education going if they're already used to it? Let's utilize that skill that these students have and keep it going, keep them learning, because if they do good learning that way, then let's not change their learning.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I think this maybe ties into your question the more I think about it. The other thing that I think that needs to be paid attention to is the overarching fact that everybody that was coming up to me at the booth that I talked to, they wanted to do and promote better work, especially in today's day and age where the systems are more complex than they were in the past. Some of these systems are computerized in a high level. And then there's heat pumps, for example. There's back in the day, you could install a system wrong and you'd still have cold air coming out, and, you know, warm air coming out, and you were fine. But with the heat pumps, setting these systems up properly, it seems like people are really paying attention to that. I know that there's potentially an issue out there with people installing these systems the right way or not the right way, but there's a whole group of people that are really pushing for proper installation, better quality work. And the Better HVAC group was started back in January, and we were pushing that. We were promoting that at the show, but without people even knowing about that, I had so many educators and contractors coming up talking about promoting better work and really closing the knowledge gap in the workforce to have the new students really understand how to work on these high-level systems that are a lot more complex than they used to be. And so that really resonated with me, that all these new smart tools that they help you become a better technician when you're working on these complex systems.
Yeah, because if the more information you can get, the more accurate information you can get, and the faster you can get the information, the quicker you can make decisions. And that's one of the things that I've seen that these tools could do for me in the field, is get me the information quicker. I didn't have to spend so much time maybe even just walking around or looking at different displays and then writing things down and doing math to get a piece of information, that the tool now does the math for me, or the tools are making the calculations. And that's been a big change in the industry. I really like what you said about the newer equipment, because I think you're right. The understanding for instructors and trainers, especially understanding how the new equipment works, is important, because if the trainer doesn't understand how something works, they can't really train somebody to work on it. That's a really big thing. Josh, I'm interested to see, when you went, you said 8 or 9 years ago, how many people were at that conference?
Oh boy, Eric, honestly, I don't know, but I could tell you that the show hall felt busier than it did years ago. When those doors would open, you could even look at some of the follow-up pictures. There was quite the crowd in that room. And that was one of the cons to the show, is I really wish I would have had more of a chance to connect with more of the people that were there. Being such a busy show, you go through the motions, and at the end of the night, you're exhausted. And then I left, and I felt, I don't think I talked to probably 50% of the people that were there. So that was one of the things that I noticed, is the attendance just seemed to be up, and the attitudes were very positive.
Yeah, and that's where I was going with that. That attendance has actually grown a lot at that show. Last year was the first time I think they hit 1,000. I think they broke 1,100 last year in 2023. And then this year in 2024, they broke 1,200 attendees at the show. So it has grown a lot. And I think probably 8 or 9 years ago, they were probably somewhere at that 600 to 800 attendees range, if I remember correctly.
It's hard to imagine after being there for the first time, having half the amount of people there.
It was full. It's very full. And it's been growing every year steadily, as if I remember the show numbers. So what did you think, Casey? Is there anything specific that you would like to see more of?
I mean, those visual demonstrations, that's going to be something I take personally that I'm going to look forward to finding on my own. There was a couple things, even like outside the conference, like the dinners at night, the connections that we would make and stuff like that. That was big for me. Just hearing how the people in the industry talk to each other was cool for me. Everybody is so motivated and so enthusiastic about this industry. Like I said at the beginning, that is by far the biggest takeaway I got from the conference, was how much people really do love working in this line of work.
That's awesome. I'm really glad you got to go and experience that this year.
Me too.
For me, I get to go pretty much every year and have been for quite some time, even before I came to True Tech. And it's a lot of fun to watch it and see that every year. But I think sometimes going every year, I lose a little bit of that really first time spark that you got this year. So it's cool for me to get to watch that.
It definitely had that first time spark.
That's awesome.
If I could add on to that, Casey, the other thing that was interesting was the fact that you're at a trade show with a lot of high level thinkers, but it was refreshing to see that there's just so much to learn in this industry that even some of the top trainers, you're talking to them, you might ask a question and they may not know the answer. It's not that they don't know what they're doing or anything. It's just that there's a lot to know about all the different things that we do in HVAC, especially nowadays with the new systems. It made me feel better because sometimes I feel like I don't know enough. I have to know more. I need to learn more. And I'll never stop doing that. But it was refreshing to see that, okay, not everybody is going to know everything. And there's always room for improvement. And there's always room for more learning in this business. That was very refreshing.
That's exactly right. Yeah, refreshing is a great word to put it. It made me feel more confident about asking questions, knowing that these people do ask questions. Even the top of the line, they still ask questions all the time. It was very refreshing. That's the perfect word to use.
Yeah, and that's very astute observation because this industry does have so much information in it that there's nobody out there that knows it all. It's a full-time job just to keep up with all the, if you had to try to keep up with everything new going on in the industry, you just wouldn't have time to do anything else. So you have to pick a niche and stick with it. That's really great to hear you guys had such a good time. Any other thoughts before we close this out?
Yeah, I guess in conclusion, I'm really feel fortunate to be a part of this team at TruTech and being able to get these opportunities to learn that TruTech's been giving me. It was just amazing. The industry is really, really cool. There's some fantastic people in this industry. And I'm just looking forward to grow with the company, grow with inside the industry. I'm just looking forward to the future.
Awesome. How about you, Josh?
Well, I couldn't have said it better. Same as it, just to tail off what I just said, I really look forward to continuing to broaden my knowledge of this industry so that I can be a better representative of the tools that we sell at TruTech. I've been very excited to be a part of this team over the years and to see things evolve like they have and bring all these new people on board and continue to grow the company in such a great way. It's been really nice. And I look forward to more of these shows like this. This was, at first, I hadn't been there in so long. I was a little bit nervous going, but leaving the show, I felt like I wanted more. So I'm actually looking forward to it next year. So
that's awesome. So everybody out there, if you go to the HVAC Excellence Conference next year, you might see Josh or Casey there, or if you call into TruTech, you might actually talk to one of them on the phone. You never know.
I look forward to it.
Thank you very much, both of you, for coming on today. I really enjoyed our time, and we'll see you guys next time on the Building HVAC Science Podcast.
Thanks, Eric.
We appreciate you tuning into this episode of the Building HVAC Science Podcast. I also host the Res Talk podcast, where you can learn more about the world of home energy ratings and all the great things going on there and the peripheral topics. If you like what you heard today and you're not subscribed to the podcast, please consider doing so by putting Building HVAC Science into the search bar of your favorite podcast app, or even Ask Alexa. You can follow us on Facebook by typing Building HVAC Science into the search bar of Facebook, or you can follow TruTech Tools. If you have any questions or wish to suggest a topic, reach out to us at marketing@truetechtools.com, TRUTECHTOOLS.com. Some of the topics we discuss require technical training for proper interpretation or safe execution. So if you're a trained pro, you can go right ahead. And if you're not, please consult with and hire a trained pro. Or if you're a pro that's in the process of learning, get more education. The Building HVAC Science Podcast is a production of TruTech Tools Limited. In full disclosure, I'm a co-owner of TruTech, and the opinions voiced are those of my guests, my co-host, or myself, depending on who is speaking, of course. And if you're in the market for tools or test instruments mentioned in our podcast, take a look at what our company, TruTech Tools, carries, TRUTECHTOOLS.com, and you can use the offer code HVACBS for a nice discount. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast and following us. Please click subscribe to make sure you're up to date on all that's happening in the world of building HVAC science. Thanks again for listening, and take care. Until next time.